Plans are afoot to open up the backcountry of the top of the South Island to multi-day mountain bike enthusiasts. A new trust has been set up to design and build the network with the support of the Department of Conservation to try to rival Rotorua and Queenstown as New Zealand's mountain biking capital. Our Nelson reporter Alison Hossain set off on two wheels to find out more.
The aim of the project is to create a network of backcountry trails from the Lee Valley in Tasman right through to Pelorus with multiple entry and exit points. The Trust's chairman, Chris Milden, says he knows it's a big task.
It's sort of an opportunity to realise a bit of the potential that Nelson has in that area, and it's a point of difference to the rest of the country being right on our back doorstep. So the plan's really ambitious, and the reason the Mountain Bike Trails Trust has come into being is as a vehicle to progress that Epic Trails proposal.
He says the advantages to the tourism industry in the region could be tremendous.
If there was something that was marketed as maybe a 4 or 5 day package for people coming to the region, it's certainly got some potential to draw people here. You know, it's happening around the country in other clusters like Rotorua and Queenstown especially. Nelson really needs a little bit of that tourism pie, so this is a way of getting it kicked off and complementing a lot of the great work that's already going on with the clubs and the councils and DOC.
The hope is that the trails would also open up a huge part of the region's less explored routes to walkers, trampers and hunters, and also provide opportunities for improved pest control. But not everyone's convinced. Forest and Birds Field Officer for the Top of the South, Debs Martin, is concerned the trail's surfaces won't be suitable for trampers carrying heavy packs. Plus, she's worried about the biodiversity impact.
As you bring tracks into areas, you actually create avenues not so much for predators, because they're all there already, but the spread of weeds, and we've seen that in places like the Old Ghost Road cycle trail that's been put through from the Lyell to the Mokahi Nui, where some of the activity in putting that trail through has certainly brought weeds into areas that didn't have weeds there before.
But the Department of Conservation's Partnerships Manager, Martin Rodd, says he's confident the end result should be able to satisfy almost everyone affected.
I think in terms of those people that are concerned about where these trails are going to go, what we would say is, what we'll do is we'll work with the Trust, we'll identify where they're going to go, and then we'll let people know and have a chance for them to comment. So we'll give them that opportunity. So it's not just out there doing it, it's actually working with the community to ensure that everyone's happy.
The plan is for the trails to be funded in a variety of ways, including donations, sponsorship, bequests and in-kind contribution from local contractors. And Mr. Rodd says this model of funding has already had success in the Nelson-Tasman region.
There's some really good examples around here where that's worked really well. The Kai Tete Tete Mountain Bike Park is probably the best example that I've seen. The amount of volunteer and in-kind input is huge. It's just created a fantastic park for everyone to enjoy. And I think out here we've got the opportunity to work with similar like-minded people.
Chris Milden from the Trust says the mountain biking community in Marlborough has also expressed an interest in coming on board, with plans to create a trail between Picton and Waikawa already in the pipeline. On a bike somewhere near Nelson, for Morning Report, this is Alison Hossain.